My name is Ketsia Aurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is the patient Janet S. Bauer, J-A-N-E-T, middle initial S, Bauer, B-A-U-E-R. This dictation was completed on October 6, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process. Period. Her kidney functions have returned to baseline with the BUN of 35 from 39, creatinine of 2.1 from 2.9, and AGFR of 23 from 16. Period. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 405 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 786 milligrams from 622 milligrams, period. We emphasize the importance of a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and avoidance of processed foods, as well as decreased sodium intake in the diet, period. She denies any urinary symptoms. We will reevaluate in the next visit, period. There is evidence of trace pyuria in the urine. However, the culture is negative and the patient is asymptomatic, period. Unfortunately, because the patient's kidney function is advanced, we cannot start any treatment with SGLT2, Farxiga, or Jardian, or Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, period. We will monitor the kidney function, period. Next line, hypomagnesemia with serum magnesium of 1.4 from 1.1. Continue taking magnesium supplements daily, period. The patient is taking omeprazole, and this is probably the cause of the hypomagnesemia, period. We recommended that she discontinue the omeprazole and to take famotidine, 40 milligrams one tablet daily as needed for heartburn, period. We will order a mineral bone disease workup for further evaluation, period. Next line, proteinuria as per number one. Next line, hyperuricemia, which has improved with uric acid of 6.8 from 7.5. Continue diet low in protein and serine foods, period. We discussed the importance of maintaining a low uric acid level to prevent calcifications or further deterioration of the kidneys, period. Next line, elevated PTH with PTH of 121. We will reevaluate and repeat the levels, period. We started the patient on vitamin D3, 2,000 units, one tablet daily, period. Her serum phosphorus is 4.5 from 5.1. We emphasize the importance of a low-phosphorus diet and provided her with written information, period. Her serum calcium level is within normal limits. We will repeat the MBD lab, mineral bone disease lab for the next visit. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is stable with blood pressure of 130/66. She is euvolemic. She has gained 2 pounds since the last visit. Period. We emphasize the importance of low sodium, of 2 grams in 24 hours in the diet, and restricted overall fluid intake. Period. Next line. Secondary hyperparathyroidism, as previously stated, we will repeat the MBD lab. Next line. Obesity with a BMI of 33. We emphasize plant-based diet and continued and weight loss. Period. We advise her to increase her physical activity. Next line. Hyperlipidemia, managed with lovastatin, continue low fat / cholesterol diet, and decrease intake of simple carbohydrates. Next line, celiac disease, managed by azathioprine, A-Z-A-T-H-I-O-P-R-I-N-E. Next line, status post-right hemicolectomy. In August 2022, she follows with Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-E-U, at the Florida Cancer Center. The surgery was done by Dr. Latsko, L-A-T-Z-K-O, surgeon, period. Next line, anxiety with depressive disorder. Continue current regimen. Next line, iron deficiency anemia with HNH of 9.4 and 29% from 10 and 30.9%. She follows at the Florida Cancer Center and receives Procrit injections. Her next visit there is tomorrow. Period. Next line, the patient had a PET scan done and it was negative. Period. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. End.